The $20 million from the Convalescent Hospital for Children will help expand Children's College Hill campus for treatment of mental and behavioral issues. Former patient Sam Potter went into depression after her father committed suicide on her 10th birthday.
And then trying to comprehend that being in the fourth grade was so hard. But 2 years later, I started showing symptoms of depression, and I did become very depressed. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to do anything but sleep.
Potter struggled with depression, but the treatment she received at Children's Mental Health Facility helped her get on with life. Now 15, she runs a foundation to raise money for patients ages 2 to 21.
And sometimes I do get to see the patients, and they're always like, whoa, what's she doing here? She looks like a kid in a suit. I wonder what her story is. So then they'll come ask me questions, and I'll be like, hey, I was exactly where you were, and now I'm out here.
The Convalescent Hospital money will expand facilities at the College Hill campus, including a new three-story building, which will allow each patient to have a private room. Children's will also provide long-term care at its Liberty Township campus. Medical Director of Ohio's Department of Mental Health, Mark Hurst, says money spent like this is refreshing.
You're really bucking the trend. Increasingly, hospitals are saying, we're not making any money on psychiatry. We need to cut psychiatry. But a forward-looking institution sees that, no, psychiatry is health care.
The College Hill campus is the only residential treatment facility operating in a pediatric hospital in all of Ohio. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.